Loving Liberty Network proudly presents Heroes and Heroines, a weekly broadcast by Lawrence W. Reed, President Emeritus of the Foundation for Economic Education. Larry Reed has written nearly 2,000 articles and columns and is the author of 8 books. Most recently, the thought-provoking Was Jesus a Socialist? Loving Liberty welcomes you to Heroes and Heroines by Lawrence W. Reed.
In his commencement address at Washington, D.C.'s Howard University in June 1924, almost 6 years after World War I ended, President Calvin Coolidge paid tribute to African Americans who had fought in that war. He said, quote, "The colored people have repeatedly proved their devotion to the high ideals of our country. They gave their services in the war with the same patriotism and readiness that other citizens did," end quote. American involvement in that European calamity remains controversial to this day. Personally, I regard American entry into World War I as the greatest foreign policy blunder of the 20th century. However, one can oppose the decisions of politicians and still admire the battlefield valor of those who carried them out. When Woodrow Wilson and the Congress committed America to the war in April 1917, the country's black citizens could rightfully ask, and some did, what's in it for us? Wilson had said America must make the world safe for democracy, but right here at home, democracy was all too often denied to blacks. Wilson himself regarded them as second-class citizens. He promoted segregation throughout the federal government and turned a blind eye to discrimination by state and local governments. Nonetheless, African Americans went to war, many of them hoping they might defeat both Germans abroad and racism at home if they proved themselves in battle. Coolidge's high praise was richly earned, and no contingent of African Americans deserved it more than the U.S. Army's 369th Infantry, a volunteer regiment known as the Harlem Hellfighters. Their nickname came from Harlem in New York City, which was home to many of the enlistees. No one seems sure, but it was either the French or the Germans who first referred to them as Hellfighters because of the fierceness with which they fought. And none fought more ferociously than Henry Johnson. On one night in the Argonne Forest, Johnson endured 21 wounds as he killed 4 Germans in hand-to-hand combat and rescued a fellow American, all in a matter of minutes. An entire platoon of 28 German soldiers scattered and fled at the sight of Johnson's prowess. Formed from a New York National Guard unit, the men of the 369th learned basic military practices at Camp Whitman, New York, before being sent to Camp Wadsworth in Spartanburg, South Carolina, for combat training. They were not welcomed by many of the locals there, and some were subjected to discrimination and vile epithets for no more reason than their color. In December 1917, they were shipped to France, where they expected to see action on the front lines. Their high spirits were quickly dashed when it became apparent that the Army did not want to employ them for anything other than manual labor, far from the fighting. Even the rifles they brought with them were confiscated by U.S. Army officials. The commander of the American Expeditionary Force, General John J. Pershing, was reluctant to commit any U.S. troops to the front until he felt he had assembled them in sufficient numbers to ensure victory. The French, meanwhile, were desperate for manpower. Finally, bowing to French pressure, Pershing gave them the 369th. While some regarded black troops as expendable, they ultimately proved themselves indispensable. Consider this amazing record of the Harlem Hellfighters. No American unit experienced more time in combat than they did, no less than 191 days under fire. They never lost an inch of ground. The enemy never captured a single of their number. They suffered the highest casualty rate of any U.S. regiment. None deserted. The grateful French bestowed their highest military honor, the Croix de Guerre, upon the entire regiment. Many individuals of the regiment received the U.S. Army's second highest award, the Distinguished Service Cross. Posthumously, Henry Johnson received America's Medal of Honor in 2015. The 369th ended up as the most decorated U.S. regiment of World War I. Another distinguishing feature of the Harlem Hellfighters was their band, the largest and best known of any regiment. Its leader was James Reese Yurup, whose enlistment in 1917 proved to be a boon for recruitment. He was one of America's best-known black musicians. And others, like Noble Sissel, who became Europe's lieutenant and lead vocalist, were eager to serve with him. Europe's band was extremely popular with the French, even when Europe introduced his own arrangement of La Marseillaise, France's national anthem. The Hellfighters band brought both jazz and ragtime music to France, where nobody had heard either before. James Reese Yurup was tragically murdered in May 1919 by a disgruntled band member. Sissel went on to great fame in music and stage. He formed a lifelong partnership with black musician U.B. Blake. The musical that the two of them produced in 1921, Shuffle Along, ran for more than 500 performances on Broadway and is credited with igniting the magnificent flowering of culture we know as the Harlem Renaissance. No story of the Harlem Hellfighters, which I encourage readers to explore through various books on the Harlem Hellfighters, would be complete without a mention of a white man, Colonel William Hayward, a native of Nebraska. Hayward served as the regiment's commander from its inception. He was a champion of black soldiers and loved his men. They loved him. Hayward never lost faith in them. He was an unwavering defender of equal rights for all colors. When the 369th returned to New York in 1919, it was Hayward, not Wilson or Pershing, who ensured there would be a massive parade to welcome them. That reception by cheering throngs in the streets of New York was a glorious moment of racial harmony. No matter what you think about America entering World War I, and no matter what color your skin, you can celebrate the heroic Harlem Hellfighters. They were among the best. This is Lawrence Reed for Heroes and Heroines.
Join us again next week for Heroes and Heroines by Lawrence W. Reed. Broadcasts are archived at lawrencewreed.com and lovingliberty.net, home of a growing network of allies for liberty.